What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. June is Pride Month, the annual celebration of the LGBTQ plus community. The Avenue has a unique relationship with this community. We'll be looking back at the history of drag queens and trans performers on the Avenue. They were often billed as female impersonators. Nearly every club on the Avenue featured female impersonators, and nearly every musician on the Avenue was working alongside these entertainers, from Slide Hampton to Jimmy Cole. The names of performers like Candy Laverne, Doris White, Val Gray, and Tanya Dupree were commonplace on the nightclub rosters. Despite their popularity on the Avenue, female impersonators rarely had the opportunity to record. But on this week's show, we'll be featuring a full hour of music from female impersonators connected to the Avenue scene. Val de Grey was one of the most famous female impersonators to emerge from Naptown, performing at Avenue spots like the Trianon Ballroom and the Walker Theater. Valda was a producer of female impersonator shows and managed a troupe of dancers that became famous at Chicago's Cabin Inn nightclub. We'll start this episode off with some of the performers featured in Valda's show, including Ding LaRue, who recorded two singles with the Indiana Avenue pianist Jesse Crump. This is a 1946 recording titled Blue and Lonely. Petite Swanson was another star female impersonator in Val de Grey's show. Swanson recorded a single for the Sunbeam record label in 1947. And we'll hear both sides of the record now. My Jockey Knows How to Ride, followed by Laudy Miss Claudie.
Here comes my jockey riding down the street. Here comes my jockey riding down the street. Dressed to kill, got his boots on his
just heard two songs from Petite Swanson, a female impersonator who performed with the famous Indiana Avenue drag queen Velda Gray during the 1940s. Up next, we'll hear music from another female impersonator from Velda Gray's ensemble. We'll listen to three tracks recorded by the blues vocalist Billy McAllister. First, we'll hear Walking in a Daze, followed by Well, All Right, Baby, and finally, I Go for That.
Well, I'm walking in a daze, trying to get you off my mind. Yes, I'm walking in a daze, trying to get you off my mind. Well, all right, Dad, I'll see you tomorrow night. Well, all right, Dad, I'll see you tomorrow night. We're gonna jump a little bit and make everything all right. When I start jumping, I like to come home with a bang. Well, when I start jumping, I like to come home with a bang.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is a special Pride Month edition of Echoes of Indiana Avenue. We're paying tribute to the drag queens and trans performers who performed in the neighborhood's nightclubs. They were advertised as female impersonators, and nearly every club on the avenue featured female impersonators, alongside jazz, blues, and R&B musicians. One of the earliest female impersonators to become a recording star was vocalist Frankie Halfpint Jackson. Frankie Jackson performed on the Avenue in 1933 at the Trianon Ballroom. Jackson recorded several sessions as a female impersonator. Let's hear his classic 1929 recording of My Daddy Rocks Me with One Steady Roll.
My man rocks me with one steady roll.
Yes, 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 yes.
It makes no difference if he's hot or cold. One, look at the clock. Clock's up one. I said, honey, all us have fun, but you're rocking me with one steady roll. No, baby's rocking me with one steady roll.
That was Frankie Jackson with his 1929 recording of My Daddy Rocks Me with One Steady Roll. Jackson was one of the first female impersonators to record commercially. Up next, we'll hear two more recordings from Frankie Halfpint Jackson. From 1933, we'll hear You've Got to Wet It. And from 1937, we'll listen to Jackson's groundbreaking Black Pride anthem, Chocolate to the Bone.
Farmer Jones had trouble with his crops, couldn't get no rain, whether or not to make his stuff grow in the heat of the day. farmer said things are not so forty this way. Ask me of advice, here's what I had to say. I said, you gotta wet it, you gotta wet it. Dampen it so the stuff can grow. You better wet it, you better wet it. Dampen it, farmer, you know. You got to sprinkle it and dampen it. Let the good work go on. If you should get in trouble, didn't know what to do, go to a brown skin, chocolate to the bone. And if you should go into a strange town and don't know where to stop, stop at a brown skin's chocolate to the bone. Oh, I'm so glad I'm brown skin. I wouldn't be shady for nothing. It's a mother mother for your brown skin. All my family's brown skin. Paul's got a mule, he's brown skin. The wagon he pulls is brown skin. The house we live in is brown skin. Chocolate to the bone. Oh.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating Pride Month by looking back at the trans artists and drag queens that were a popular attraction in Indiana Avenue clubs throughout the neighborhood's history. They were billed as female impersonators, and we've been listening to rare recordings of female impersonators who were connected to the Avenue scene. Before the break, we heard music from Frankie Halfpint Jackson, one of the first female impersonators to record commercially. Jackson performed on the Avenue in 1933 at the Trianon Ballroom. Up next, we'll hear a 1932 recording from Billy Banks, a popular vocalist who worked with the Naptown band leader Noble Sissel. We'll listen to Banks' recording of Mean Old Bedbug Blues, which features Banks performing both the male and female vocal parts.
Something was moaning in the corner. I tried my best to see. Something was moaning in the corner. I tried my best to see. It was the mother bedbug praying to the good Lord for some more to eat.
We just heard a 1932 recording of vocalist Billy Banks performing Mean Old Bedbug Blues. That song featured Banks performing both the male and female vocal parts. Another singer, famous for singing male and female duets by himself, was the great R&B vocalist Little Tiny Kennedy. Tiny Kennedy made many appearances on the Avenue, performing at clubs like George's Bar. And up next, we'll hear two records featuring Tiny Kennedy's work as a female impersonator. First, we'll hear Rippin' and Runnin', followed by Newspaper Boy Blues, both recorded in 1952.
Well, hold on, baby. Hold on if you can. I'll get me a job and pay that rent man.
It's no use, Daddy. I've heard the job before. I'm not going hungry with you anymore. And I've been ripping, been running, been chasing all over town.
Where you going, baby?
I'm cutting out, 'cause I'm tired.
Thank you.
fat. If he weighs 300 pounds, that cat's too fat.
I only want his loving, and I love every pound.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. We just heard two tracks from Little Tiny Kennedy, an R&B vocalist who performed as a female impersonator. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to the drag queens and trance artists who performed in the Indiana Avenue nightclubs. Tiny Kennedy was known for his work with the Tiny Bradshaw Band. In 1950, Bradshaw recorded Booty Green, a song written by the famous female impersonators Faye Lawrence and Shalina Rogers. Faye and Shalina performed at Indiana Avenue clubs like the Sunset Terrace and the Trianon Ballroom. There are no known recordings of Faye and Shalina, so let's hear Tiny Bradshaw's 1950 recording of their signature song, Booty Green.
Here's a dance that you can do. Here's a dance that's real brand new. Found this dance in New Orleans. The name of this dance is the Booty Green. The Booty Green, the Booty Green. Wildest dance that you've ever seen. You can do it, watch and see. All you got to do is follow me. First, you put your right foot away out front. You wiggle it around and around. Then you give yourself a great big bump. All of a sudden, you're going to town. Boot, 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 the Booty Green. Boot, 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 the Booty Green. Boot, 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 the Booty Green. Wildest dance that you've ever seen.
That was Tiny Bradshaw with Booty Green, a song written by the famous female impersonators Faye Lawrence and Shalina Rogers. In 1960, the famous New Orleans soul singer Bobby Marchand revived the Booty Green dance. Though Bobby Marchand performed as a man on his records, Marchand was famous for his work as a female impersonator in New Orleans. Bobby Marchand made many appearances on the Avenue during the 1950s and 60s, playing at clubs like the Royal Roost and Pink Poodle. Let's listen to Marchand's 1960 recording of Booty Green.
Everybody's doing that dance they call a Madison. But I'm gonna teach you a dance that's never been done. The wildest dance that you ever seen. And the name of this dance is the Booty, Booty Green. You shake it to the east, shake it to the west, shake it to the one that you love the best. Now put your hand on your hip.
We just heard the R&B star Bobby Marchand singing Booty Green. Marchand worked as a female impersonator throughout his career. The popularity of female impersonators on the Avenue extended from the jazz age to the era of funk and soul music. The Avenue offered a safe haven for many openly gay performers. While they may have faced discrimination in other parts of Naptown, they found acceptance among the community of musicians on the Avenue. As you'll hear in this clip with the Indianapolis saxophonist Greg Bacon. WFYI's Kyle Long recently spoke with Bacon, and they discussed his work performing with female impersonators on the Avenue.
You know, they were variety acts, right? It was sort of like the vaudeville type of entertainment style. Did you ever work with Tanya Dupree, the snake dancer, or Iron Jaw Memphis? Did you work with any of those
folks? Yes,
yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. You've been talking to some people. Yes, Iron Jaw would skate at Robbie's Lounge and put a chair and be circling like this with the chair in his teeth. I played back in the day before LGBT and all that. I played behind male strippers, not male strippers.
They called them female impersonators.
Female impersonators.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they look good. They were people who come to see their show.
Right. That was a big part of the nightlife scene is what they called female impersonators.
That was big down there.
Yeah, yeah. That was just commonplace to play behind these entertainers.
You play behind everybody. Mm-hmm. Nobody cared. We just wanted to keep working. Hmm.
Did that name ring a bell that I asked you about Tanya Dupree? She danced with snakes, and she would often play with Iron Jaw, female impersonator. Candy Laverne, any of these names ring a bell?
It does.
Yeah.
But it's going back in my beginning, right. But that was kind of shocking to see and to be on that set, to see these people.
Right, because you were just a teenager. It was your first time.
That putting you in school for real.
Yeah, yeah.
You're really in school for real.
But there wasn't any sort of judgment or hatred directed at these trans performers, these female impersonators. Yeah.
No. Hmm. No. It was entertainment. We play all night, and one of them said, "Hey, Greg, take me home. Can you take me home?" Yeah.
We'll end this special Pride Month edition of Echoes of Indiana Avenue with the Jewel Box Review, a nationally touring group of female impersonators that made several appearances at the Avenue's Pink Poodle nightclub. The Jewel Box Review was a multiracial performance ensemble featuring female impersonators who were Black, Latin American, and white, like T.C. Jones. And we'll end this week's show with T.C. Jones's recording of All in Fun.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. There's a wonderful, wonderful tune from a show called Very Warm for May, which kind of sums me up. All in fun, this thing was all in fun. When all is said and done, how far can we go? A cocktail, a supper, a show or two, a line in Lolly's column that links me with you.
Thanks for tuning in to this celebration of Pride on Indiana Avenue. As we looked back at the unique history of female impersonators and drag queens on the Avenue. And you can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thanks for listening.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby.